بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. That which we want to talk to you today about is something that very rarely ever really comes up or anything that we really ever discuss with any real feeling. And this is loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As a Muslim, we should love the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and that love should cause us to act in certain ways. Now, we say, okay, you know, I love my wife, and I love my children, I love my mother and father, but don't you see that that love that you have causes you to do certain things and causes you to stay away from certain things? And generally, when we find that someone says that they love us, but they don't act in certain ways, what's the first thing that comes out of our mouth? We tell them, okay, you say you love me, but I don't see it. Or you say you love me, but I don't believe it. And even sometimes we say you love me, but you really don't. Because we all agree that love, it causes us to do certain things. It causes us to leave off certain things. So what we want to do is we want to apply this when we're talking about our love for the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Because this is something that we have been commanded to have. This is something that every Muslim has been commanded to love the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and not just to love him, but to love him more than anybody and anything on the face of this earth. We look at that narration that was related to us by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, and it's a hadith of Anas, radiallahu ta'ala an, when he says, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And again, we know that this hadith was related by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. And in this narration, Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and he reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that none of you truly believe until he loves me more than his father and his child and all of mankind. Now, look at this. Look at the situation of the love that an individual has for his father or his parents. And look at the individual and his love for his child and what it is that it carries them to do. I mean, the majority of us here now, we have children. Look at what it is that you do for your children and what it is you do for your parents. Look at what it is that you sacrifice for these people. Look at what it is that you give up for their happiness. Look at what it is that you do that you don't want to do a lot of times, just so that they have their way. It's our love that causes us to do these things. It's our love that causes us to act in this manner. Now let me ask you a question. Why is it that our love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't cause us to do that? Why is it that we don't choose being obedient to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sticking to that which he brought, discussing him, talking about him? Think about when you first get married and you're in love with your wife, all you want to do is talk about her. Why is it that we very rarely talk about the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? We don't talk about things that are good about him. We don't talk about different things he taught, the type of person he was. It's because this love, it needs to be developed. And the way that we can begin to love the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is to begin to learn about him. Because in truth, when we look at his statement, and we know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not speak according to his desires, and he said that none of you truly believe until this happens, until I'm more beloved to him than his father. and more beloved to him than his child and all of mankind? Why is it that our love hasn't reached this level? And an even more important question is, why is it that this doesn't bother us? Because there's not one of you that are sitting here right now that haven't heard this hadith and its different variations quite a few times. How is it that we have never really sat down, or very rarely ever sat down and thought about our love for the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? And why it is that our love doesn't keep us from doing those things that we're supposed to be doing? And 9 times out of 10 is because our love isn't to the level of where it should be. So we need to focus on how to get it there. Now you'll find some people, they'll come to you and they'll say, okay, well listen, I hear that. And that narration, it sounds good. But it wasn't for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you truly believe. He was talking to his companions. And you'll hear people, they say this. This is not a strange statement. This is not something that you may not have run into before. But walillah alhamd, we'll find that there are other narrations that support the fact that this was not talking specifically to the Sahaba. This was talking to all of mankind, all the way up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. There are other narrations. There are some narrations that say, لَا يُؤْمِنُوا رَجُلٌ, that there is no man or individual that truly believes until he loves me more than he loves his father and his child and all of mankind. So we see from these narrations that this is something that's general. Obviously, our love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to reach that their level of love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was there with them. But our level of love should reach the point, as he says here, to where we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam more than anybody on the face of this earth. And we realize that this love that we claim to have doesn't cause us to act in the same way that the love that we have for other than him causes us to act. Then we need to find a way on increasing our love for the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, I don't want to give you the wrong idea. We don't only need to love the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam more than anybody on the face of the earth, but we need to love the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam more than anything as well on the earth. And there are narrations that back this, like the narration that's reported in both Bukhari and Muslim. It's muttafaq alayh, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, لا يؤمن عبد حتى أكون أحب إليه من أهله وماله والناس أجمعين. This other narration, it's even more clear, because it encompasses more. It's not just talking about individuals. It's not talking about fathers and children and all of mankind. But in this narration, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that a slave or a worshiper does not believe or does not truly believe until I become more beloved to this individual than his family and his wealth and all of mankind. Now mind you, when the Adams, they talk about wealth, they're not just talking about money as we talk about. They're talking about your possessions. They're talking about your homes, your cars. Obviously, your money falls in there. This is all considered to be wealth. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, not only do I have to be more beloved to you than the individuals, but as well your possessions. We need to begin to put the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam first. This is a sign of our love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And anyone that goes and says, no, this was not a sign, this is what you do for your parents and your children. This is what you do for your wealth. You put your specific benefit, or your love for them, I should say, makes you put them and those things in front of anything else. But in reality, from what we see from these narrations of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the way that we're supposed to be with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. We're supposed to put him before any and everything else. And the fact that we don't, and we need to be honest with ourselves, this is where we need to take a look at ourselves and our Islam. We need to take a look at ourselves and what it is that we believe. We need to take a look at ourselves and what it is that we love. And if we find out, or if we realize that we're falling short of the mark, we need to figure out how it is that we can get ourselves to where it is we're supposed to be with these things. Because as we understand, as we know, that our belief in something and our love for something causes us to act in certain ways, causes us to do certain things, and causes us to leave off certain things. So, as we said a second ago, if we're not finding this in our love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then this is a clear sign that we need to start learning more about the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only his statements and what he said about the religion, but we need to learn about him as an individual. Because wallahi, the more that you learn about the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, the more that you will begin to love him and see how fair and just he was, and see how concerned he was for you as an individual, as part of his ummah. You'll see the love and the concern that he had for the whole of mankind. And you'll see all of the good that he brought to the world. This rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to all of mankind. You'll begin to see it, you'll realize it, and you'll feel it. This love will grow. And you'll start to see yourself acting in certain ways and leaving off certain things. But you have to make the first step. You have to begin to learn about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as an individual. Because the more you learn about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, just like any of the Sahaba or any of those that came after them, the more you learn about these individuals, the more you'll begin to love them. And you'll start to see your love for them in your actions. How much more the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and our desire to follow in his footsteps, follow in his ways, and our desire to be amongst those people that are brought together with him yawm al-qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all of our shortcomings. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.